We have the fumigations beginning here. David. And they're fumigating the area with glyphosate, which is an extremely potent form of the leading weed killer that's sold in this country. What is that?
Roundup.
And who makes it?
Monsanto.
What did they make during Vietnam?
Napalm.
Agent Orange. So they're dropping glyphosate, which is has a component added to it, so it's extremely gel-like and it sticks to everything that it touches. And these planes are flying way higher than they should be because the pilots are understandably afraid that they might get pot shots taken at them from farmers or gorillas. So as a result, the sprays are extremely inaccurate. They're mostly being dropped on food crops, on places where kids play, on livestock. It's going into the groundwater. So the other corporation we have up there is DynCorp. So who are they? What do you know about them? They are kind of like a private mercenary force. They're a private army, and they've been involved in every U.S. military intervention since Korea, and they're heavily involved in the Plan Colombia process, sort of from every stage, from they fly the planes, they do the planning, they do maintenance on all the machinery. And one of the things that happens in this sort of privatization of our military is that because DynCorp aren't officially U.S. Military personnel, their casualties, meaning DynCorp employees and also the people they kill, aren't reported.
And there's limits to how many troops we're allowed to have in this region before we have to officially call it a war. And so because DynCorp isn't counted, they're just private U.S. citizens that are down there doing their job, even though they make up the majority of people who are working in the region, they aren't counted as part of that war machine